Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, family? This is The Diary, and this is your host, the Happy Birthday Girl, Stacy Johnson, and I am the founder and the director of the Association of African American Single Mothers. And I am broadcasting live on my birthday because the internet finally damn works where I damn stay. So I'm like, hey, thanks, God. I can do my thing and it appears keep it going every night like I'm supposed to. But today is Sunday, the best Sunday ever, the best Sunday I could ever think of. It is December 16th. And in 1964, somebody's horn. In 1964, a man and a woman gave birth to their very last, I think. I would love it if I had a baby brother or sister, but I don't. The very last of their 11 children, well, 10 for my mom and dad together, and that would have been me, Stacy Felicia Johnson, born somewhere in Los Angeles in 1964. And I'm 48 years old today, and I'm the mother of three wonderful children, Jessica, Freddie, and Chris, and the grandmother of an awesome, also awesome grandson, Elijah. And it's almost as like last week, God was like, okay, look, you got a couple lessons to learn before you wake up on your birthday morning. So I'm going to have you go through this, you're going to go through that, and lo and behold, your internet's going to work, and you can keep your ass where you stay. You ain't got to go outside no more because you are dangerous when you go outside. So, you know, the horn. I wish they, you know, people are noisy here in Los Angeles. And you know what? I've been here now for about 2 months after living in Sacramento for 17 years raising my kids, and I must say I've been totally spoiled with the way that Sacramento takes care of itself. As far as the streets and the dirt and the, I don't know about the crime, but, you know, it's clean and you can ride in the street without your car falling apart and all of that good stuff. L.A. sucks. L.A. sucks ass. I don't know how you guys have allowed yourselves to live here in this dirty, nasty mess. And what's more important, as I see my community, community I grew up in, the community I got thrown out of Starbucks for, fighting for, and put my foot down for. You know how we as black people just allowed this community that used to be a thriving black community just go to whoever wanted it or whoever had the money to buy it. And the stories that I've heard about how the McDonald's on 43rd and Crenshaw had all Hispanics and the black player that play game or play chess every morning, that dude in the corner and said, da-da-da, if we don't see some black faces. And I went in there yesterday, and da-da-da, there's a lot of black people that work there. You got your Hispanics, you got your Latinos, but of course, I mean, L.A.'s full of them. But, you know, there's just, in my opinion, you know, it appears it should be more, we allowed it to happen. Black people allowed it to happen. So it happens because we've allowed it to happen. No other race of people allow people to just walk over them more than we do. So we allow it to happen, and it's happened, and it's sad, and it is what it is. And I just walk around, and I observe it, and I laugh. And Mr. Jackson, whoever he is, he's very popular at that McDonald's, and everybody knows Mr. Jackson. And Mr. Jackson was just so sad yesterday, telling everybody about the poor little babies that got killed, which we all were very sad. But I've learned to not give emotion to things that I don't want to recur or things that I don't want in my life. I can talk about it. I can do all of that about it, but I'm not going to give it my emotion because when you involve your emotion in anything that you think or you say or you feel, you ask in the universe to bring that into your life. So I can talk about it, but I won't give it my emotion. I can let you yell at me and I can respond to you, but I can respond to you without my emotion. Because once I give you my emotion, you got me, and you're going to fuck me up for a couple of days probably. So So I've learned that lesson. At 48 years old, that is the lesson that I have learned. And more importantly, I'm hoping to teach a whole lot of other people. It's a very simple lesson. The lesson of life is very, 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 very simple. The success lesson in life is very, 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 very simple, but you have to be open to receive it. That's why people find God when they are out and they busted down and they broke down, because you have to be broken in your spirit. You have to be broken completely in everything that you are used to for you to be open to the fact that everything that you need is contained within you. And that infinite intelligence, the thing that made you, the thing that makes us, the thing that brought us to this world, the thing that makes our heart beat, and we have no control over that whatsoever. But we sure the fuck can stop our heart from beating, can't we? But the thing that automatically makes our hearts beat, the thing that automatically makes us throw up if we eat something bad, the thing that automatically gives us the runs if we eat something bad, the thing that automatically wakes you up in the morning, the thing that automatically makes you blink when you have dust in your eyes, the thing that automatically makes you sweat, the thing that automatically makes your mouth water, all of that is the thing that can automatically bring you success in every portion of your life if you let it. And that's what I'm here to talk about on my birthday today. The thing that automatically works for us and how we put it into motion and how we make it work. But it's so simple that it's too simple, and it's so simple that it's too simple. So we tend to not like simple shit, but I love simple stuff, because when you have simple, like the simple home with a lot and holding out a whole bunch of shit, you don't have a lot of dust, you ain't got a lot of stuff to clean. Just like the In-N-Out Burger, they have a very simple, simple, simple menu. And they are success. Simple, 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 simple. Simplicity in life, simplicity in the way God made us. We're very complex, but the way we operate is very simple. So that's what we're here to talk about on my birthday today. And that's the thing that I've learned in 48 years that I've just learned to deal with. Because, yeah, I was broken down to nothing, and I began to be very happy with that. And then I began to be very happy with not thinking about the way people see me or consider me. I began to be very happy about that. And I began to be very happy about spending most of my time studying the Word, because if you seek, you shall find. And I began to understand that the way that people are teaching us about, quote, religion and how we as individuals work and operate is totally fucking wrong. And that's why we have communities like the one I'm sitting smack dab inside of that's nasty and dirty and messed up, and because we have an imbalance of what is and what should be. And let's start from the beginning. The thing that made us, the thing that made you that morning, night, or noon when your mother conceived and you were created, that thing that continued your growth, that's infinite intelligence. That's God. That's God's power. That's God's intelligence, knowing, okay, first trimester, this is what this little glob of spit should do. And then you evolve. That's something that we have no control over, but that is the thing that is in us. And that is the thing that has made us. So the thing that has made you, that thing that made you, that thing that makes you every day, that thing that helps you along every day, that's infinite intelligence. So it can correct anything in your life. And its job is to make you whole. Its job, as Christ tried to tell us, all things are possible for those who believe. But what you have to believe in is that God lives within you, and the kingdom of heaven is within you. It's not an outer place. You have to understand that you are what you want. You currently are the thing that you are seeking, but you do not have it because you fail to understand that you can have it. You are the thing that you are, that you are what you are right now because that's what you want. I'm where I'm at right now because I put out there into the universe, make me this way, put me here, make me this way, put me here. With the things that I've said, with the things that I thought, with the actions that I took, I am where I want to be. So if where you are is not necessarily, you said the same with us. Yeah, it is. That's where you've asked the universe to put you, because everything that you desire is within you. So that infinite intelligence that made you, that makes your fingernails grow, let's go on to growing, because that is why you are here. That's why your body grows and ages. That's why the grass grows. Infinite intelligence's job is to make you grow, is to have you prosper, is to make you whole. That's why somebody got to come cut grass every once a week, because we don't, grass doesn't have a brain to fuck up its life. So it just continues to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. But we have a brain that we can say, nope, I'm going to, even though I got this gut feeling I shouldn't marry this bastard, I'm going to go ahead and do it. That gut feeling was God telling Stacy, don't marry that bastard. And then he sent my sister to ask me for him. You sure you want to marry that bastard? I say, yes. God, that gut, that's infinite intelligence trying to talk to you. So once you marry the bastard, infinite intelligence will help you make even that situation better and help you grow. So no matter the things that the world, whatever, it was meant for my harm, the devil meant for my harm, will turn out for your good if you believe. And what you have to believe is that that infinite intelligence is within you. So why do we mess up? Why are we poor? Why are we fat? Huh? Why are we fat? Why are we poor? Why do we argue? Why do we love drama? Because basically all of the negative things in the world come into consequence, come into existence, disease, all of that, because we allow ourselves to get out of tune with infinite intelligence. So as long as we can remain out of tune with infinite intelligence, our lives will show results of being out of tune of the things that infinite intelligence provides: peace, prosperity, love, hope, happiness. So we, when we're out of tune, if we don't have those things in our lives, if we don't see those things growing in our lives, if we don't see ourselves in that type of situation in our lives, then we are not in tune with infinite intelligence. So our job is to remain in tune with infinite intelligence. How you have to do that is very difficult, because no one's ever really taught us how to do it on a real level. We've heard it in church, we've heard it, but we don't know how to do it. And the way that you learn how to do it is as you seek, you will find. If you ask God, he will show you. But you have to understand, you have to be able and grown up enough to work the action that he showed. If he shows you something and you don't do it, well, then you're not going to reap the reward of what he's shown you. So I reap the rewards right now. I have never been so free in my life with so, quote, little that the world would think is little in the way that I live. But it's as if, like Psalm 91 says, and I shall read it because now that's my new lick, because I am always within, under the shadow of the Almighty. I am always there in the holiest of holy places. And if you believe that, and like I posted on my Facebook page, and thank you for all my Facebook guys for telling me happy birthday. I got up early this morning, I saw some, I responded, I haven't been back, but thank you very much. But if you, I don't know where I stuff Facebook, if you think that you will have good luck, you will, and it's very simple. And thinking that you have good luck and that you're protected and all of that is being in tune with infinite intelligence. Infinite intelligence made you. So infinite intelligence can fix you. Infinite intelligence brought you here to prosper. And infinite intelligence is simply Christ, God, Jesus, Lord, the thing that made us, the thing that makes us all one. That's why we, as a country, we all screwed up, because we're out of tune with what infinite intelligence is purpose is, to make us all one. We, as a country, we don't think that we're all one, so that allows us to go out and kill small children in a classroom after we kill our mother, because we don't understand that we are all one, and infinite intelligence is our source being for everything that we need, and we don't need to go out and do anything to anyone, because everything that we need is within us, and whatever we do to someone else, we do to ourselves. It's a hard concept to deal with. It's one, as we can see, we as a people, black people, as a nation, we don't believe it is true. But the more people believe that infinite intelligence made you, it made all of us, so we can fix you. But how do you stay in tune with infinite intelligence? It's the fact that you're outside of that, that you're poor, that you're fat, that you're sad, that you don't have a job, that you think life is boring, that you hate your mother, that you hate your kids, that you don't take care of your children. You're outside of the thing that made you. So you get inside the thing that made you, and everything else will fall in line. And how do you get inside the thing that made you? How do you get inside infinite intelligence? How do you get in tune with infinite intelligence? There is only one way, and the only way is the most perfect way. And like Jesus said, I'll show you the most excellent way, and that is through love. And I've made it a joke to love those that are unlovely. That way I can laugh about it and still get it accomplished. The way that you stay in tune with infinite intelligence, the way that your everything begins to work, is that you maintain a feeling of love, even when they are unlovely. And that may mean not mixing your damn self with everybody you know, because everybody's not going to be able to keep you in that feeling, in that in-tune feeling of love, and just figure that shit out. Jesus was with his homeboys when he needed to be. Most of the time, the Jesus we knew was by himself somewhere praying. He wasn't mixed up with 10,000 niggas he really did not know, giggling and laughing about shit that really was not important, and putting everything that's negative on his mind out for people to read and to see. That's not Jesus. So if we call ourselves Christians, we say, by the simple term that we say we are Christians, we are Christ-like and we live as Christ lived. We don't do that shit. So stop calling yourself a Christian. If you're not living in tune with infinite intelligence, which is God, which is in you, and the reason why. So think about it. I mean, the reason why I sometimes don't make money is because I get negative and I think about what I don't have, instead of confessing what infinite intelligence tells me is that everything is for me. There's abundance for me, right? I have wisdom, I have knowledge of holy things. He prospers me in my labors, and he makes abundant the fruits of my work. So if I believe that, if I'm being a person that is working, then I should be fruitful, because I believe in what my Creator has told me, and that's that I have wisdom. Wisdom is infinite intelligence. Wisdom is within you. So when you quote the Bible, you're really quoting yourself. When you talk about what Jesus talked about, you talk about yourself. So if you don't have everything you need in the way of money, in the way of relationships, in the way of goals in life, you're out of tune with infinite intelligence. And get in tune with infinite intelligence. In the way that you do that is that you find a way to maintain a feeling of love. And a feeling of love, and trust me, and anybody that knows me knows that I love people, but there's a way. People need to be loved, and to love someone that's really out there and really kind of crazy or whatever, is to talk back to the devil. That's how you love people nowadays, is to not to conform to all the little stupid little shit that they may have on the top of their head that they want to dish off to you as an individual. So, you know, love yourself. Love God. God is you. God's in you. So how do you get in tune? You love things. Try to put yourself in a feeling of love even when it's unlovely. And it may necessarily be getting rid of half of the people that give you unlovely feelings, and whoever they are, and tell them thank you very much, and I'm trying to better myself, but every time I'm around you, I want to act like an ignorant ass fool, and I'm tired of doing that, and it appears that you are the common denominator. So I'm going to go away for a while and figure out if you are the one that makes me act like an asshole, or if I'm the one, if I'm still out there acting like an asshole and you're not around. And then it's funny, right? And everybody's happy. And then they'll remember, because if you're truly, 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 truly seeking God, you will find him. He will make right everything that other people try to make wrong on your behalf, because that's what he does. This is the diary. That's what I do. I get in tune with myself because I'm 48. Today's my happy birthday. And I'm going today. Woo, I love L.A. Oh, I love it. I'm taking all this shit back to front. I'm going to Ralph's. I'm picking me some fish, okay? They're going to fry it right there for me. And then I'm getting me some greens. I'm getting me some black-eyed peas, Mom and Daddy. I'm sorry. I never ate them when y'all made them. I don't know why, because I was being a brat. But this black-eyed peas is good. I'm so sorry. It's good. This is a diary. It's my happy birthday. And I'm going to play soul because I am most definitely a soul sister. Diary, and it is my happy birthday. And this is Stacy, the host and the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers. And well, there's so many good things that are about to happen that are happening with my business. That, of course, you know, I've never been everything I've ever made as far as money, I've always put into my nonprofit. But when I didn't have money, I didn't put anything into it, but it's still floating around. And now that I'm back home, it's just like a very exciting time. And now that I really know what's up with everything, it's a different time. Everything is just rolling along the way that it should be. And I'll be moving to where I'll be living, because I have visited Los Angeles enough to know that I will be working here, running my nonprofit here, but for the time being, I will be going back to the lovely county of Ventura and with the old people and on Golden Pond and all that old good shit. And until they fix the damn streets and I can drive my car without it rolling all over the floor, damn shit. All right? Until then. Anyway, it's my happy birthday. And I'm talking about being in tune, okay? So how... when you're out of tune, that's when the body fucks up. That's when your life fucks up. That's when your relationships fuck up. So out of tune, you're out of tune. I mean, it's really simple. It's so simple. When you're out of tune, you get disease. You have bad relationships. So say, imagine if you stayed in the feeling of, try it for like 24 hours and see how things change. Things that you love will just happen. People will start to smile at you. I mean, if one more person tells me how they like my hair, and I'm like, look, it looks like shit if you put a match to it, Michael Jackson, and it would not be a good thing. But everybody likes it. The dude stopped in his car. Hey, nice hair. Like, hey, thank you. I didn't do anything. And I don't even think I touch it when I wake up in the morning. So it's like, woohoo, that's what love will do. You know, so fuck it. Somebody, oh, they used to get on me, white people, telling me all kind of bad stuff. But I'm like, I like my hair. I like it. It's natural. I'm surprised at it, that I haven't bleached it till I'm bald-headed. But I got, hey, that's what love will do. You won't even give a damn until people like it. There you go. You won't give a damn until people like it. That's pretty, ask Jesse. I think that pretty much works. Mom don't give a damn until you finally like it. Because she's right, all right? Now, in tune, out of tune. We'll get you out of tune. Everybody in the world is out of tune. Except for, what, the 5%? This is why they don't fuck with us. They know this. They know that you have two portions of your mind, your subconscious, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow now that I got constant internet access for $3 billion a month. You know, damn, L.A. shit, we don't care. We don't care. You paid your money? Oh, that's a good thing because you're not outside. If you was outside, then we worry about how much money you paid. But all that little extra shit you thought you was getting, you need to kiss our ass on that one. This is Los Angeles, Sacramento girl. This isn't Sacramento. We don't give a shit. So I'm like, oh, okay. That's how we roll. All right. So, out of tune. So L.A. will get your ass out of tune real quick. Religion, that gets you out of tune because they don't focus on anything but the outside shit. They don't say, hey, you don't really need to give me anything because everything is within you. You can go home. You don't even need me. But come here every now and then, and I'm going to tell you what's real. Because if a real church is going to focus on not some heaven that you're going to once you die, heaven is a state of mind, and that is within you. And everything, when Jesus was talking about everything he was talking about the inside. That's why they killed him. He wasn't talking about anything other than the God that is within you and the spirit that is within you, and that's an active thing, and that's the infinite intelligence working through you that makes your heart beat right now, makes my right now. That's infinite intelligence, okay? That's the shit that's working 24/7, and it can do more than just have your heart beat. It can have the desires of your heart expressed in your life in an instant if you focus on it. It's like Dr. Beckwith, and I ended up down the street from where he's at. Oh, my God. You've got to feel it. So your imagination comes into play. All the visions Jesus talked about, you have to visualize the things that you want. And keep a loving spirit and loving attitude. Keep and focus on love. Don't let the world throw you off. Because if you believe in Psalm 91, shit can go pew, pew all around you. Ain't nothing going to touch you because you have the protection of the Almighty. You are constantly under the wings of the Almighty, and you know that his protection is with you. And as long as you floating in love, that's what he needs. He got enough motherfuckers out here floating in some bullshit. You think he ain't going to protect you if you constantly floating in love? Oh, my God, that's his job. That's who he is. That's what he does. So I got 90 seconds, but I'm going to be back tomorrow. So what throws you out of tune and come back to me tomorrow, and we're going to do it. Religion, right? They focus on bullshit, and we already know. Slavery threw niggas out. I mean, you threw a whole race of people out of tune by totally making them something other than what God created them for as individuals, okay? Addictions throw you out. When you're so hooked on hitting that pipe, you left God alone. You don't even know there is a God. You know what I'm saying? So stay in tune. Try to love. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. It's my happy birthday. I'm giving me some fish. Everybody have a good night. Know that I love you. And we're going to play Power Tower as we leave. But I'll join me tomorrow at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I love you.